G'day, welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. I'm Jonathan here in Melbourne, Australia, and I just have a message for you wherever you are this morning, and it is expelling some myths in the kingdom, in Christianity, things that are absolutely not true, and these things will steal, kill, and destroy if you do not know the truth. I had a good opportunity to explain to some people this morning about the kingdom, and one of the things that I said was that revelation has to be revealed. It's no good just to read the Bible and the words of the page, you know, are not powerful, you know, until the Spirit ignites them. He's the one who wrote them. Jesus said to Peter, "The Father has revealed this to you, that I am the Messiah, the Son of God." Now, but there were demons that knew that, because Jesus would silence the demons who said, "You are the Messiah, you're the Son of God," and he told them to shut up. But they knew, because they were living in the spirit realm. So the devil, the devil knows the truth, right? But he's not going to tell you. But you cannot just read the truth on a piece of paper, because the Pharisees had the same paper that Jesus had, but they didn't have the spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. So Peter was able to receive from the Father. And this is what Jesus said in the parable of the sower. "He who has ears to hear, let him understand the parable. Let him receive. And to he who has, more will be given. To he who does not have, even what little he has will be taken away." So it's the person who is able to implement the word. That is the person who understands the word. If you understand it, you will do it. If you are not doing it, then you don't understand it. John was the same. He said, "Anyone who hates his brother does not know God." You cannot know God and hate your brother. He said, "You cannot sin. If you are sinning, then you do not know God. Those who are born of God will not sin." It's really simple. There will be no idolaters in the kingdom. There will be no unclean in the kingdom. You will not find any sexually immoral. You will not find any unbelieving and cowards in the kingdom, because they are not in the kingdom. They might be in your church. They might be in the pulpit. They might be in your family. But Jesus said you have to hate your life. He said your enemies will be members of your own household. He promised us persecution. He promised us suffering. So what I'm saying to you today is these are some of the secrets of the kingdom. These are some of the mysteries of the kingdom. These are some of the lies that you need to expunge from your life. And number one is that the word of God has already been spoken. You know, God is not speaking anything new. He is waiting for you to make his enemies his footstool. He has already spoken his word. Now, the fulfillment of the word is prophecy. Jesus Christ is coming back, but he spoke that in the past. He is not speaking anymore. Okay? His word has already been spoken. He has already sent his word forth and is waiting for his enemies to become his footstool. He's already healed you, but he's not speaking healing today in the way that you might think. He is waiting for you to speak healing as you repeat the words that he already spoke in the past. So what I'm telling you is that the fulfillment of prophecy and the fulfillment of the scripture is up to you. He has already forgiven you. He's already sent his son. He's already died on the cross. He's already sent his word. He's already proclaimed that he's coming back. He's already proclaimed that the knowledge of God will fill the earth as the water covers the sea. All of these words have already been spoken. There is no new doctrine or new scripture. So this is something that's really important, because it is a lie, you know, in the church that is waiting for God to move. He is not going to move. He is waiting for his enemies to become his footstool. He's going to come back. He's going to do some things. But the things that he's going to do, he's previously in times past declared it. We are living in a time of grace. There is going to be an age to come, and he can do whatever he wants, and he can say whatever he wants. But until that time, he has handed the keys over to the church. What I'm also saying, number two, is that Jesus Christ is the one who is building the church. There is no man on earth who is building the church. Okay? Yes, Paul said one plants, another waters, but God makes it grow. But Jesus Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Okay? So Jesus is building the church. He's building the church on the foundation of the apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists, who are the scum of the earth. They are the scourge of this world. If you see an apostle or a prophet or a teacher or an evangelist who's not the scum of the earth, then they are not a true apostle, prophet, teacher, or evangelist. They will be like Paul and like Jesus, who is the cornerstone. So Jesus Christ himself is the foundation. He is the foundation that Paul was laying through his teaching. And then Jesus Christ, as the cornerstone of the foundation, links in with the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, and the evangelist, and they become the floor. They become the foundation that we walk upon and that we build. And we build our lives upon the rock. But Jesus Christ is the one who's building the church. It's the Holy Spirit who is knitting together the church. Now, the church grows as each person does their part. So we do want there to be activity. We want there to be prophecy. We want there to be encouragement. We want there to be laying on of hands. We want there to be correction. We want there to be discipline. We want there to be excommunication. We want there to be rebuking with all authority. Everything I said is scripture. But we are not building the church in the way that we have been taught. The church is not built with land and buildings. It is built on the apostles and prophets, teachers and evangelists, who are the scum of the earth. We walk upon them gratefully. But God is the one who's building. Number three, mystery, which is also, you know, a myth that needs to be expunged, is that the church is an army. We are not an army. We are definitely not an army. There is never a reference in the Bible about the church being an army. You're confused. Trust me. You're confused because of songs that you've sung that are not biblical. And there's got to become a point where the Bible becomes the answer. Because in the Bible, the church are the citizens of heaven. The church are the family of God. Now, just because Paul uses an analogy that we are like a, we're meant to work like a farmer, doesn't mean that we're all farmers. When he says that we need to work like an athlete, doesn't mean that we're all athletes. In the same way, when he said that, you know, to Timothy, you need to be like a good soldier, doesn't mean that we're an army. Okay? Paul was using a metaphor. You know, Google the word metaphor. The army, in every single reference in the Bible, is the angels. The angels are the military, and they're sick of being told that they're not. The army are the angels. We are not an army. We are a church. We are a body. We are the family. We are the ambassadors. We are the citizens, but we are certainly and most definitely never will ever be the army. The army is a position that is fulfilled. It is a position that is not vacant. And it is a position that is filled with myriad and myriad angels. The word army is translated host of heaven. The host of heaven are the military component of the kingdom. Now, don't write me. I don't want to hear any feedback. I don't care. I don't want to hear any feedback. I want you to change. I want you to agree with what God has said through the Bible. That is that Jesus Christ is the only one who's building the church. That the military of heaven are the angels, not the church. And that the word of God has already been spoken. And he is waiting for the enemies of God to become his footstool through the church. So we are the ones who are implementing the words that were already spoken. We are the ambassadors who are enforcing his word on the earth. We are the ones who are legally binding and loosing. And the angels are the ones who are going to go to war to make sure that what we say is enforced. Okay? Very good. Very good. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your word. Thank you that Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And he's waiting for his enemies to become his footstool. And Jesus, you are going to come back. You are going to come back. You are going to wipe away every tear. But right now, Lord, I just pray for the church to receive, Lord, the grace and the understanding. That's it right there. The Holy Spirit is pouring out without measure. We don't need any new words, God, because you are the word. Your word's already been spoken. There is plenty of words that have been spoken that are waiting to be fulfilled, such as the angels will be judged by the church, such as this whole world is under the jurisdiction of the church, such as we are healed, that Jesus, you are coming back to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, that you are going to fill all in all, Lord God. You're going to fill the earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And that's right, we receive that right now. We receive the impartation. We receive the grace. We receive his power and his ability, which is more than enough. So God, we make way for you today. We make way for you to do what you want to do. We make way for you to say what you want to say. Thank you. Thank you that you're coming back. Thank you that you're risen from the dead. Thank you that you're living on the inside of each one of us. And thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost that's burning. You know, burning us, Father God, so that we would be, Lord God, on fire. On fire. On fire. We're ready right now. We're ready. We just thank you, Lord, for your kingdom come and you will be done. On earth, but on us as it is in heaven. That's it. That's it. I'm ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is going to make his enemies his footstool. He's waiting for us to obey him. He's waiting for us to obey him. If you've had his, if you're, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I bind you, religion. I bind you, religion. You know, if you don't feel comfortable with what I've said, it's because you have got to change. And if your flesh is burning, it's because you've been made accountable because of the word. Just think about it for a moment. Are you on fire right now? Is your flesh on fire because you realize that you have got to change? You have got to allow the word of God to be established, and you've got to speak the word of God, and you've got to enforce the word of God, because it's already been spoken and it's not up to God to move. It's up to you and I to move, because he's waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool through the church. So he's not going to come down and intervene. He's waiting for you to implement his word so that he can come down and intervene. That is the answer. So Leviathan, we bind you today. You have been totally exposed. In Jesus' name, you come out right now. In Jesus' name. You shut up right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Territories are being shaken right now. They're being made right now. Get out, snake. Get out, snake. In Jesus' name. Leave. Leave in Jesus' name. Serpent, get under our feet in Jesus' name.
They talk about Jesus and the good things he's done. Fling wide these gates, let's see his kingdom come.